is fourth and final sermon on the bread of life. This sermon is to encourage and embrace what we do every Sunday. Jesus began with, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." He tells us that he is the living bread. Did you catch that? The key word here is living, not dying. You might ask yourself, what difference does this make? Jesus, as the bread of life, is connected to the living Jesus, not the dying Jesus. Instead of offering himself on the night he was betrayed, he offers his flesh to eat in the middle of his ministry. Jesus is choosing a dramatic way to reveal the extraordinary intimacy of his relationship with us. He has told the Jews of the absolute need to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. The Jews who were gathered around him are horrified by this outrageous and offensive suggestion. Jesus knew some were going to meet him along the way, and many of his followers do meet him upon hearing this. Peter and the 12 remain faithful and are with them at the Last Supper. The union of Jesus with his followers is often heard in John's Gospel. The would-be followers were unable to go beyond the physical, and they argued over his teaching about his identity. They questioned Jesus, asking, "How can this man give us flesh to eat?" They completely misunderstand Jesus' promise and take his words literally. But Jesus' use of the words flesh and blood points to the cross where Jesus' flesh will be broken and his blood will be spilled. Jesus is associating the separation of his flesh and blood in his violent death on the cross. The moment when Jesus will totally give his whole self for the life of the world, that those who follow will be united with him forever. In the gospel we hear Jesus say, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." Jesus promises rather than instructs or explains. Jesus promises, he promises us, that whoever eats the flesh and drinks the blood of Jesus has eternal life now and will be raised up on the last day. Holy Communion is nothing other than a union with Christ's body and blood. Partaking of the sacrament draws one into the very life of Jesus. Eternal life is being in close communication with Jesus and the Father. Cyril of Alexandria in the 3rd century gave a comprehensible and perfect imagery to help us understand Jesus' flesh and blood uniting us to him. He said, "If one joins two pieces of wax, one will see that the one piece of wax has become part of the other. They melt into each other. In similar manner, the person who receives the flesh of our Savior Christ and drinks his precious blood shall be one with him." Now we all know how wax warms in your hands from the body heat. This enables the two pieces of wax to melt into each other, one piece becoming part of the other, giving each of us an opportunity to become one with Jesus. Cyril's imagery provides us with a simple understanding of how we ever can possibly be one with Jesus. The Eucharist is a reenactment of the Last Supper according to Jesus' instruction in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and 1 Corinthians. We are remembering his suffering and sacrifice in his death and glory in the resurrection. Our spiritual nourishment occurs in the Eucharist and is where we can meet God in a very special way. To take communion is to acknowledge that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and through Him we are saved. There is so much going on at Jesus' table in our Eucharist, and in and with and under the bread and wine that is Jesus' body and blood. What we receive in a small piece of bread and a sip of wine at the Eucharist is the gift of life from Jesus. We are all invited to a fellowship meal where we are all welcome and we all share in the life of God. The reality of Christ's presence at the Eucharist is beyond our comprehension. We are not asked to understand it, but to experience it. Holy Communion invites us to take Jesus into ourselves and become one with Him. Then we will have eternal life. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have honored in me, and I in them, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the gift of love with sacrifice, a never-failing spiritual nourishment that the Son of Man gives us. If we have ever put ourselves out for others in a big or small way, or have cried for another's woes, or laughed for another's joy, or helping in sympathy, or just listened when there weren't any answers, we then can have some minuscule level of comprehension of the magnitude of His precious gift and love. And we should look to find more ways to do more to be in common with others. Being in common with others can be uncomfortable, but every one of us needs to be pushed out of our comfort zone, to be shaken out of our complacency. This enables us to see the essential nature of faith and our union with Christ made possible by the grace of God that happens when we reach out to be in common with others. At Church of the Holy Spirit, at the end of our service, we give thanks and show an understanding of what Jesus meant by eating His body and drinking His blood, taking Jesus into our bodies and becoming one with Jesus. It's found in our mission of prayer and thanksgiving. Every Sunday we say together, O lover of souls, we thank you for feeding us with your own body and blood. Take us, bless us, break us, and give us for the healing of your world. When we take Christ's body and blood into our mouths and into our bodies, Christ remains in us, and we remain in Christ, moving us closer to a more intimate relationship with Jesus and the Father. Cyril reminds us to be one with Christ, as if joining two pieces of wax, melting into each other, one piece of wax becomes part of the other. I encourage each of us to invite and allow Jesus to melt into you. Be like that ordinary piece of wax, melting, fusing, becoming one with Jesus. Choose to have an extraordinary, intimate relationship with Jesus. Eternal life is to remain in Jesus and to have Jesus remain.